So this is, what day are we on? Monday the 5th of March. And I'm in it's a Hack to the Future event, and we're in the Meet the Geek session. And I've got Mandy Banks from University of Manchester.
Hello.
So Mandy, just describe a little bit what's going on at the moment in this space.
Okay, we're in the Morecambe and Wise room, I understand, and we've got about 30 kids with 7 geeks, and they're all in groups talking to these geeks about what they do and seeing kind of the breadth of the opportunities that are ahead of them if they go into computing. And there's a real diversity. It's great to see. We've got more female geeks than
that's
male
all right,
geeks,
yeah. We've
brilliant.
We've got a gender imbalance towards female geeks. I'm just looking around the room and I can spot a few. I can see in one corner over there we've got Michelle Hodgen. Yep. She's created an iOS app for their school. We've got in that corner over there we've got Darren Chandy Singh. He works for the BBC.
BBC.
Yeah, on the BBC Learning, yeah. Yep. We've got Simon Monk. He's an author of the Evil Arduino Cookbook. Here we have Ian Forrester, he works in BBC R&D. We've got Kate Norman over there, a software developer from Cumbria. And then here we've got Debbie Coleman and Vic Roger from Double Negative. Who are the people over there in the corner?
That's Nina and Paul from their Barclays Technology based in Knutsford, and they've been responsible for the team that's developed Pingit, which is the mobile app for banking. And I think they're talking about how they could use it for pocket money. I think that was maybe the plan in the future.
So the way this works, it's like speed dating then.
Yeah.
Every 5 minutes or so, the children move around. What do you think about how it's working so far?
I think it's really working really well. You can tell how engaged they all are. They're all asking questions. That's always a good sign. They're all dying to get on the iPad over there in that corner. They're all dying to hold the Harry Potter props. That's really exciting.
And I see each of the geeks was asked to bring a prop along as well. Right, that means we're moving on to the next session. I noticed the crew from Double Negative have brought, it looks like, some film props along.
Yeah, they have got some screen capture outfits and Harry Potter's wand, which is incredible.
So now I've sat down with two of our geeks. I've got Vic Roger and Debbie Coleman from Double Negative. So you've just done some of these Meet the Geek sessions. What did you expect it was going to be about?
It's been really interesting, actually. The children have guessed our profession much more quickly than
right,
I expected.
Yeah.
We thought they would be really confused by the Moven suit we brought, but they very quickly realised that it's a motion capture suit.
Right.
And the Wacom tablet, they're like, oh yeah, we've got those in the classroom.
Right.
So they're much more savvy than I perhaps realised.
Have they ever heard of the company before?
No. We've not actually mentioned the name
no.
of our
right.
company, but
okay.
what is great is when we're asking them what are the relevant subjects at school and that you need to be able to come into a career like this, they absolutely know that there's computers involved,
right.
so they talk
yeah.
about the importance of computing, they talk about the importance of art and science, and we even had drama, which was lovely, thinking about acting and media studies. So there is an awareness of that, and we're then also getting them to think about the fact that these movies and these visual effects are made in the UK, and that there are jobs for young people to go into these areas, which is fantastic.
Now, to get here today, you've had to get up really early this morning to travel from London up to Manchester. Is there a particular, in your business, do you think there's a need to engage with children in this way, or
absolutely, because they're the future of our business, really. The business has been growing in the UK every year.
Yeah.
And really, there's not enough local talent.
Sure.
So I think it's vitally important, actually. And it's important for young people to realise there are exciting careers available to them and to realise that soon enough to specialise in the subject as well.
And when you were 12 or 13 years old yourself, the age of some of these children, did you have any experiences like this?
No.
Had no exposure. Had no idea that a normal human being living in the north of England could ever work on a Harry Potter or a James Bond movie. That was something that other magical people did, not what normal people did. And I think what's lovely today is that the kids are understanding that we're just normal people and that the UK is full of opportunity for normal people to do magical things.
Vic, Debbie and Mandy, thank you very much.
Okay.